Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
In the middle of a little nap. That's right. That's right, you, the time radio, woke me up for a change. I don't like how it feels. I'm starting to regret all the times I woke you up with the time radio. That's right. In the future, we still feel empathy. In your future, humanity will lay waste to itself. But three lone survivors will cast off in hopes of something new or something very, very old.
Oh. Another day at sea.
Wow. Just seems to stretch on and on and on.
I'm hungry.
You're always hungry.
We're out of supplies.
Try not to think about it.
Sir, Captain. The men. The men, sir.
They're mutinous.
I know they're mutinous.
Sir, they're gone.
What?
The mutinous ones?
The mutinous ones are gone.
They're all gone.
That's good then.
They've eaten each other.
Oh.
Ooh.
They've had nothing to eat for so long, they turned on each other. I'm the only one left.
They mutinied against themselves.
So there must be one left, right?
Just me.
Wait. So when you say the men ate each other, you were involved in that. You ate the last of the men who ate each other.
Yeah, that's right.
So, are you going to eat us right now?
I'm pretty full.
Okay, so we've got a little time.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of time.
You know, as first mate, I would have expected more from you.
I went last.
So it's us. Captain, first mate.
Strategic, yeah, and...
Bosun.
A bosun?
That's who you are.
Yes, I'm bosun.
I'm a bosun.
That's a rank.
Well, I've just now promoted you.
Yes!
I'm still first mate.
You're still first mate, but bosun is pretty good.
Okay, all right, we have to find land, because there are three of us, one cannibal, two normals.
So far. As captain, I have to state it. We're going to change.
What do you mean we're going to change?
This is what happens at sea.
As people, we're going to change? As humans?
As humans, we're going to change. This exposure to the elements... You know, we got away from land because we thought it would get us away from the radiation, but it hasn't. We're still being bombarded by gamma.
There's no safe place.
So, the annihilation was that severe that even in the middle of the ocean, we're still affected by this radioactive nightmare.
We have to sail on.
To what end? We'll just reach land again, and there's more annihilation there. At least we can find some continent that wasn't affected.
Calm down.
I have water madness.
You're the bosun. We need you to keep your head. First mate's a cannibal already.
It's true.
All right.
I'm trying to get us where we need to go. Remember the plan. We're going to the Bermuda Triangle.
Right. The Bermuda Triangle.
Look at this.
It's a map.
Yes. Right here is where we're heading to.
That triangle you're pointing at?
This triangle. I've drawn it on here with a red pencil crayon.
You do triangles all over this map, so how do we know which one is the right one?
It's red.
Okay.
The rest are... I used up the other pencil crayons on the other ones. I kept the red for this one. There's brown over there. There's mocha. There's coffee. You know, there's spring green. Uh-huh. There's even maraschino over there.
Yes.
Which isn't red. It's maraschino.
Got it.
Red. Scarlet. Okay? The Scarlet Triangle, as I call it.
Do we even know where we are on this map? The sextant is out the window.
The sextant.
Okay, all right.
It's just a funny word.
Yes, I know what you're thinking. Sextant.
Yeah.
Sex.
Right. But this is just the three of us.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
You know, I think that that's the last thing. Once we cross that threshold, there's no going back from that.
Okay.
First of all, we've got a cannibal amongst us.
Yeah, you don't know.
That's me.
That's this
one. This one here.
If we transgress the male-male boundary right now and do something else, we don't even have a woman. I don't know how we're going to repopulate.
Hey, nature finds a way, all right?
Nature does find a way.
Okay, let's just focus on this.
Okay.
If we just row a little harder.
Yeah, that'll do it. We just need to get there a little faster.
Yeah.
The engines are out. Obviously, we're rowing. Dip your oars,
gone.
Gentlemen. Dip your oars.
Okay.
Why? Why did I say yes to coming along?
Why did you say yes to coming along? Because you believed.
And what was behind you? Annihilation!
This is a scheme in a hat, you know. I made that phrase up just now.
A scheme in a hat?
It's a scheme in a hat. Which means it's probably not going to pan out. But I want you three, I'm talking to myself as well, to know one thing.
What?
We're going to get through this.
Hey, look.
What?
Look at that.
What are you seeing?
A tiny, tiny island off to the side.
There it is.
Now look at this map. Right outside the Crimson Triangle.
Yes.
A tiny dot. If this is a bearing, if we could triangulate this somehow.
Yeah.
With these triangles.
Holy shit. You may be a cannibal, but you know your first mate job.
Yeah, seriously, that's right.
It hasn't ruined your brain.
No.
That's good.
No, I'm full of other people now, so I've been nourished.
In fact, if anything, he has more protein than the rest of us. We should probably listen to him.
Yeah, that's right. You're probably thinking most clearly.
I say take this boat and steer towards that island.
We may be just entering the Crimson Triangle as we speak.
Wait a minute, hold on. Are we heading for the Crimson Triangle?
Isn't that what we were doing?
Well, the Scarlet Triangle.
Oh, fuck.
You and your triangles.
Why? Well,
they're slightly different.
You
but they're right side by side.
Oh, God, which way do we go?
I say towards the island.
I have
the most protein in me.
He has the most protein. We head for the island.
It straddles both triangles.
Splices the island in twain.
Splices.
Splice. Pretty funny word.
Yeah, that is funny. Right. So this one is sextant.
Yeah.
Oh, sea madness.
Let's do it.
Sea madness. Okay,
right,
let me put the keel. Yeah! Dip your oars, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Let's go. Do you think it was a bad portent to name this ship the Albatross?
Why?
Yeah, what?
Well, they always say, you know, it's like an albatross around my neck, an albatross is not a good thing.
The Ancient Mariner.
Right. The rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. But they spelled rhyme wrong,
and
too.
And it didn't rhyme anyway.
No, there was not a single rhyme in there.
Coleridge. What a retard.
Yeah, what
someone should have eaten
doofus.
Him.
Yeah.
Someone should have eaten him.
We've run ashore.
Well, yeah, we've hit something. All right.
Well, I'm climbing off. I can't stand on this boat. I can't stay on this boat a second longer.
Let's make land.
Oh. Feels so good to be on land.
Yes.
Hey, stop.
Bosun. Bosun. Yeah. He's pumping it. Bosun, stop. Stop it.
Sorry. Okay.
That was weird.
So happy to be on land.
I know, but there was no need. Put your pants up.
All right. Riding like a mugwump.
All right. First thing we got to do is get shelter.
Are we safe here? Or do you think there's others?
I think it's us.
What do you hear?
Oh, I hear chirp.
Wailing.
What is that?
Birds?
See.
Whips? Lashing?
See birds?
Flapping.
Giant bat?
Swallowing? Space worm?
Umbrella.
Pterodactyl?
Egg?
What?
Thank you. albatross!
Three of them.
Three albatross.
One for each of us.
It is important.
I'm so hungry.
Easy now, easy.
I'm full.
Yeah, cannibal.
But still.
You know what we need to do is we need to re-educate cannibal.
I don't know, guys.
No, no, no.
Albatross, they're like rats in the sky.
But you've got a taste for human flesh. We can't have you around unless...
retrain you.
Yeah.
Retrain your palate.
Yeah. I don't want to eat a dirty, dirty sky rat.
You're going to eat a dirty sky rat.
You've got to.
No, right? Guys.
Wait, 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 wait.
What?
I mean, are these the last three albatross?
There's another one.
What? A fourth?
There's a fifth.
Are we surrounded by albatross?
There's so many.
Is that the right plural?
Gentlemen, take out your muskets.
All right, musket out.
Is your powder dry?
Yep. Just pouring in the...
Tamp it down.
Okay, tamp.
The wadding and then...
Drop in the ball.
Ball. Uh-huh.
Great. Good. And flip-lock.
Yep. Okay. Place it against your temple.
No.
Whoa, what?
Yeah,
are we going to kill ourselves?
Yeah, do you see another plan?
You guys should do that. Then I'd have good eats.
I'm not ready to just... Oh, first of all, somebody's not going along with the plan.
I'm letting the captain go first.
If this is a suicide pact, it's a three-way suicide pact.
Okay. Yeah, let's Mexican stand up.
Wait, the birds are playing... with the machine again.
What? Rocket engine?
Car horn?
Tuba.
Factory noises?
Zippers?
Jackhammer.
It's all noises from civilization.
Horses?
I remember horses.
This is all that's left.
It's just sounds?
Just the sounds.
Sounds of what we made?
Like ghosts.
And what we destroyed?
What we destroyed? I didn't touch a thing. Don't look at me. I didn't destroy this.
I know what you did, Captain. Back on land?
Yes, I...
Wait, what?
You think I didn't check you out? You were a major.
I was a major. I made the decisions. I pushed the buttons. I made the calls. Nora touched off this thing. This firestorm of irradiation. I did that. But I couldn't bear to see it all go. So I commissioned a boat, the Albatross. I handpicked the finest crew. A bosun. You weren't a bosun at the time, but you know. First mate.
And the rest I ate.
Yeah. I brought them along for that specific purpose. I saw this coming.
When I signed up for this, I was told it would be a cruise that just lasted.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A few hours.
Yeah.
Three to be exact.
A three-hour cruise.
And now?
It's just us.
It's just us.
And these albatross?
Yes, a phalanx of albatross.
There's so many.
Look at them as far as I can see, over the horizon and beyond.
They have such a sad look on their face.
Are they looking at us?
With pity.
It's like we've removed all human life and cleaned the slate for the albatross to rise.
Oh, are we witnessing the birth of a new civilization?
Look at them. It's almost as if they're gloating.
What? This one here has a bag of breadcrumbs. He's throwing us crumbs.
I'm pretty hungry.
I'll eat those.
I cannot... I don't know what his intent is, but I'm eating these crumbs.
Stop for a second. Just hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Can't stop eating this crap.
Just a minute. Bosun, just a minute.
Why?
Oh! Drop those! Think for a minute.
I can't. I'm so hungry.
I know.
My blood sugar.
That's what they're counting on. They're counting on us to give up. That's why they've surrounded us with this sound effects machine to drive us mad. To make us turn on each other. Was this a decoy?
Was this a human call?
We've been duped by albatross.
That's not pity in their eyes.
No.
It's malice.
They're attacking!
Quick, back to the boat! Back to the boat!
Run!
Run! Back to the boat! Run, the boat! Go back to the sound effects machine! Got it!
The bosun! The bosun's down!
Ah.
Wait, that's me!
That's you!
The bosun's down!
On your feet!
I will help him!
Don't!
Oh, no! First mate! Don't! Get him off of me!
Ow!
Don't! Come to your senses!
He was down!
My shoulder is raw!
I'll bandage that when we get back on the boat! On the boat! That was close. That was close. But we have this now. Sound effects machine.
The sound effects machine will just drive us mad. It's a sound effects.
Will it soothe us?
You see? It's like a call, a siren's call. It'll drive us mad. We'll just die of hunger around listening to once what was. Once what was. Did you hear me?
Oh, no.
He's gone mad.
He's gone.
Let me eat him.
No! No. We gotta make it to the Scarlet Triangle. What if we circumnavigate the island? I'm throwing things out now.
Okay.
You know how the Scarlet Triangle got its name, right?
How?
Well, legend says, a giant meteor crashed there. Rich with iron. Lodestone. Then it would confound and foul up navigation equipment, and that's why planes, boats, cars would founder there. Maybe. And I'm putting this out there now. Maybe that lodestone-rich meteor punched a hole in time and space. Oh, yeah! It's funny, right?
I'm laughing at that theory.
It's funny!
That's a crazy theory!
What else have you got?
You got
a sound effects machine and a tiny island full of albatry. Is it any crazier than that?
Well, I've got nothing else, so I don't see why we shouldn't give it a try.
What are we trying?
We're going to try and see if that lodestone created a hole in time and space.
That's the bosun I love.
He is pretty good.
Yeah.
Tasting.
Yeah, that shoulder is...
Tasting, I mean.
Hakes. I can smell your shoulder.
All right.
Dip your oars, gentlemen. We're going around to the other side of the island.
Oh, wait. Birds. Oh, crap. I forgot they can fly.
Shit.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Their wingspan. Ah!
We've got to row.
Row. Look at this. They won't follow. They won't come on the other side.
Staying on their triangle.
Like it's a glass wall. They're just staying.
Perhaps they're resisted by this lodestone?
Look at that. They're flying into it and bouncing off something.
Ha ha! Suck it! That's what you get, albatross!
Yes! Gentlemen, I think we found it.
We could travel through this threshold, find this lodestone.
Yes.
And prevent our own destiny.
Maybe there's some way that we can reconnect ourselves with humanity somehow through this thing. Maybe that's our destiny.
To reconnect?
With humanity. Maybe if this punched a hole in time and space, as you suggested. Was that you who suggested that?
That was you.
If we all believe that this lodestone is real and that it's made a portal through time, then we can go back to before this whole thing happened. I can demote myself from major. I won't push any buttons. I won't start any irradiation.
I can go back to work just being a simple deckhand. I mean, bosun was all too much for me.
It's true. It means I'll never know you. If this works.
Wow. So we should say our goodbyes right now.
Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure knowing you both.
Likewise. This was a hard, difficult time, but I feel like we persevered together. Higgs, you ate a lot of people.
I did.
I think less of you.
You should.
Yeah, you've come down a notch or two in my estimation.
So, second mate?
No.
You can't demote a first mate.
That's
the rule of the sea.
Yeah, you're...
Just mate?
You're first mate. You will be first mate. You just... That's
are you
it.
Guys thinking what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Mate.
Oh, God. Sextant.
Seriously, do we mate before we do this?
No.
Okay, all right.
All right, so I guess this is goodbye. What's up? What's wrong?
What is it, buddy?
I hate saying goodbye. Let's just say, see you on the other side.
Yeah, let's say that.
Let's just say it.
See you on the other side.
All right. Okay. Where's the lodestone?
Well, it should be just below the surface.
So we dig?
Of the water.
Oh, my God. Let's just swim down.
I can't swim. I never learned to swim. I'm a captain, but I never learned to swim.
I'll go.
First mate.
I'll go. You already think less of me.
It's true. You're the one who's transgressed the most against your own essential humanity. Take this waterproof flare gun.
What?
Mm-hmm. If you find something down there.
Yeah.
Fire up a single flare.
I will.
You don't find anything.
I'll shoot two.
Shoot two.
All right.
If you find something but you don't want us to come down...
Three. Okay.
It's loaded with four. Save the last one for yourself.
Okay.
If there's a single-eyed, multi-tentacled creature down there, shoot yourself, then fire two.
Okay.
Right? Then we'll know that you're dead.
Yes. If I find the lodestone and everything's fine...
Yes.
I won't shoot at all.
Don't shoot anything.
The albatry are gathering around the border of the triangle.
Oh, God. Good luck, First Mate.
Thank you.
Higgs, was it?
Yeah.
Should have called you Higgs, I suppose.
That's all right, sir.
All right.
Here we go.
Whoa, whoa. Don't forget this. It's a locket. Just half of one.
Where's the other half?
Friends. Around your neck.
We're best friends.
We're best friends. We're bonded in only a way that one person who bites another can be.
There's some of you in me.
There's some of us in each of us.
Oh, my God. Did that happen?
God, I hope not.
Here I go.
Good luck. Okay. Been down a long time.
All we can do is wait, I suppose.
Wait and watch for the flares. What did I say again? Two if it's all clear.
No, it was one if it's all clear. Two if it's not. He is supposed to kill himself and fire twice if there's a multi-tentacled single-eyed beast.
That's right.
If he finds the lodestone, I think he's supposed to just do nothing.
That's right, yeah. So,
well, nothing's happened.
Let's go!
Is he going to bring it to us?
No, I think we're going down for it.
I have to carry you.
It's just below the surface, though.
Oh, that's easy. We just stick our heads under?
Yeah.
That's him rare, just sticking his head underwater, isn't it?
Oh, I found it.
It's there!
Oh, great!
It's actually right here.
Oh!
God, is it what I suspected? Is this a portal?
No, it's just a rock.
Fuck.
It was a good plan.
You know what? I still believe.
You do?
I laughed at you when you said it was an idea. You said that if we just believe, then maybe it can be so.
That's true.
Well, I have no choice but to believe. We're surrounded by albatross. I got a cannibal here who wants to eat the rest of me.
Yeah.
I got a captain who, you know...
Can't swim.
Can't swim.
Uh-huh.
Isn't too into the idea of mating to recreate humanity.
No.
So what choice do I have but to believe that there is a lodestone that can help rewrite the history of humankind?
What else do we have left?
I am going to stick my face underwater, open my eyes, feel the sting, and then stick my hands in that rock and change space-time.
Bosun, I wish you all the best.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Look at this. The glow.
Yes, there's ripples. It's like time and space is undulating all around us.
Like waves of water, only in reality.
Wow. Wow! Did you feel that?
I did. It went right into my stomach.
Bosun did it.
He created a portal.
It was him all along.
His hands.
His face.
His shoulder.
What can I get you, gentlemen?
Oh, good morning. My name is Captain.
Okay.
My name's Higgs.
Hello, I'm a bartender. It's my last day of work, actually. I'm going to take a job as a deckhand.
Oh, is that right?
But I figure since it's my last day, drinks are on the house. What can I get
great.
You guys?
Well, let's see. I'll take a Shirley Temple.
And what'll your friend have?
Oh, him? He'll have a bit of you.
What?
Albatross Gauntlet, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as The Bosun, Lee Smart as The Captain, and Nug Nargang as First Mate Higgs. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid Podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.